Well, boys and girls, that was brilliant. That was really, really good. You know, it might sound strange, you might laugh at this, but I can remember when it was me doing that. I can remember all them. And you know what it's like when you're getting ready at night and you're ready to go out and you're nervous and you're getting all dressed up and you're worried about what you're doing. You're getting up in front of people and all, and you're really, really nervous. And that's me at the minute. That's how I feel at the minute, so I don't know how you felt. That was brilliant. For everybody that took part, for those who done their readings, it was excellent. For even those left in the collection, that was brilliant. If I had done that when I was a wee boy, they'd have had to check my pockets at the end. I'm going to tell you a story. Okay. And this story is, it starts, it's about a man, David Morse. Okay. And he was a missionary in India. Has anybody ever been in India? The boy over there too. I've been in India. I was in India last year. And it's a very, very strange country. It's very different than here. And this man had given up his life to go to India to tell people about God. He had sacrificed a lot. He had went to a strange country. But anyway, David was a missionary. And he was out one day with one of the many friends he had made. And he was out in a boat. And he was out with this man called Rambau. And if anybody's heard this story before, all right, anybody else was pronouncing that wrong, that's the right way to pronounce it. Rambau, okay. And the next thing you hear, this big splash. And Rambau had jumped over the boat into the water. He had dived in and disappeared. And then the next thing, a moment later, a head came up. And it was Rambau. He was climbing into the boat. And David says to him, "That was the nicest dive I've ever seen. That was brilliant," he says. And Rambau says, "Well, here, look at this, David." And he had with him, okay, he had an oyster. Okay, and David took it and he opened it up. And do you know what was in it? Does anybody know what was in it? A pearl. A pearl. A pearl is something that's really, really precious. And it was beautiful. It was something beautiful. And David says, "Wow," he says, "that's amazing. That is really, that looks brilliant. That's perfect." And Rambau says, "Well, yes, that's a good one," he says. "But, you know, I've been doing this a long time. And really, when you look close," he says, "if you look up close, there's a wee speck, a wee black speck on it there, and there's a wee dent in it there." And he says, "It's a good one, but," he says, "it's not perfect." And he says to David, "That's just like you've been telling me about God. Sometimes people look at themselves and they think they're perfect. But God knows better. And when he looks at them closely, we then start to realize that we're not perfect. We then start to realize that we do bad things, that we sin at times, we do things we shouldn't. Just like that wee song you were singing there, but sometimes I'm naughty." Okay, so David thought this was perfect, but I'm just wondering, do you ever think that yourself? Do you ever think to yourself, you know, I'm a good person? Because you know what we can do when we do something wrong. Sometimes what we can do is, your mummy says you shouldn't have done that. Well, I know a boy and he done this, and that's worse than me. But you know, we shouldn't really do that. Because we have to try to think about what God thinks of us. It's not what other people do. We'll always find somebody that's worse than us. But we've got to judge ourselves, not by our own standards and not by the standards of somebody else in this world, but by God's standards. So you have to be very careful about that. David, he thought about what Rambau had said, and he was really pleased that Rambau had said about God, what he had told him about God. And said about him, you know, God judging him and things not been perfect. Because that showed that Rambau had been listening to what he said. And he says, you know, Rambau, you're right. We all have disobeyed God. We all are sinners. But, you know, there is hope. You know, we can get to heaven because of what Jesus has done. And it's free. It's salvation. And it's something that's free. Rambau says, "David, you know, you've told me that many times before." He says, "But that's just too easy. That's just too easy." He says, "You know, I don't think it works like that." He says, "I think you have to deserve to get to heaven. I think you have to do something to get to heaven. I think you maybe have to earn your way to heaven." And you know, David was very sad because he had told Rambau so many times that that's not the way it was. Rambau says, "You know, maybe I'm proud, but I just think that's too easy." So, as David and, if we move on the slides there, as David and Rambau were walking along, they were discussing these things. And then, in the next slide, they seen this man. And what was he doing? He was walking along, and he kept going down on his knees and bowing. And wondered what it was. And Rambau says, "You see that man over there?" He says, "He's a pilgrim. And he knows that he's a sinner. And he knows that he needs salvation. But you know, what he's doing is he is wanting a journey. And he's walking over the sharpest stones he can get. And he's bowing down every few steps. And he's trying to earn his way to heaven. And he says, David, that's what I'm going to do. Rambo says, that's what I'm going to do. And David was very sad at this. You know, because he had told him that salvation was free. And David was sad. So, Rambo just wouldn't listen to him. And David said, you know, you've been a good friend to me in good times and bad times. But he said to David, you've been a good friend, but you'll not stop me from doing this. But, you know, no matter what he said, the old pearl diver, he just couldn't understand. And then, one afternoon, David got a knock at the door. And he found Rambo standing outside at the door. And he says, come in, he says. And he thought to himself, maybe now he's realised, maybe right now he's caught on. And he says, are you coming in? And the pearl diver, Rambo says, no, I want you to come to my house for a short time because I have something to show you. Please don't say no. And David's heart leapt. He thought, this is it. He has maybe found out. He has maybe realised. And this is maybe the answered prayer for this man. But Rambo says, you know, I leave on my pilgrimage 1 week from tomorrow. And David's really, really sad. You know, this was probably his last chance that he would get to explain God's way to heaven. But Rambo, he left the room. And then he returned to the room with this strong box. Okay? And he says, there's something in this box. He says, but first, I need to tell you something. He said, at one time, I had a son. And I've never told you this before. But he was the best pearl diver in the whole country. And he always dreamed of finding the perfect pearl. And one day, he found it. But in finding it, what happened was he had to dive deeper than he had ever dived before. He had to hold his breath longer than he ever held it before. And you know, he got stuck on the coral on the way up, and he spent too much time in below the water. And although he got to the surface and got the pearl, later on he died. And you know, Rambo was very sad as he's telling this story. And he says, all these years I have kept this pearl. But now, he says, I'm leaving never to return. And he says, because you're my best friend, David, I want you to have this. I want you to have this pearl. And David says, wow, that's perfect. But you know, a thought went through his mind. And he said, Rambo, this is an amazing gift. It's wonderful and I want to have it. He says, but you know, I want to buy it off you. I'll give you 15,000 rupees for this. And Rambo looked and says, no, David, look, this pearl is worth more than any money. It's worth more than that because, you know, this is something so special. And I'll not sell it to you, but I'll give you it as a gift. David says, no, Rambo, I can't accept that. As much as I want the pearl, I can't accept it that way. Maybe I'm too proud, he says. But that's just too easy. I must pay for it. I must work for it, he said. The missionary grabbed his hand and says, Rambo, don't you see? This is just what you've been saying to God. God is offering salvation to you as a free gift. No man on earth could ever earn it. No man is good enough to deserve it. It cost God the life of his only son to make it possible for you to go to heaven. You know, no matter how much, if you went on 100 pilgrimages, you could never earn your way to heaven. You know, maybe somebody in here tonight, that's the way you're thinking. Maybe you know that you're a sinner, because you know, that's a really, really important part of becoming a Christian. It's first of all realizing you're a sinner. First of all realizing that you need help. But sometimes what happens is people become proud. And they think to themselves, but I'll do this myself. I'll give money to charity. I'll do loads of good things. I'll just be as good a person as I can. And even some people go on pilgrimages. But do you know that none of that will ever get you to heaven? Because this is a free gift that God has given us. And all we have to do is accept it. So maybe tonight, would some of you accept that gift? Instead of trying to work your way to heaven, instead of trying to just be a good person, could you accept that gift of salvation that Jesus, God's only Son, died for? He died so that you might be set free. You know, Rambo finally understood, and right there he stopped trying to earn salvation and he accepted God's gift. So why not for you? Maybe the boys and girls here, maybe some of the mums and dads or grannies and grandas, could this be the night that the penny drops with you the same as it did with Rambo? Is that something that has been holding you back? Is that something that you have struggled with? You know, there was a verse in James there, and it talked about humbling ourselves before God. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to set our pride aside and humble ourselves and just give our lives to God and take that gift that He has provided for us. So thank you very much.